When your furnace quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win a BBB Torch Award for ethics and be recognized as Lennox's Partner of the Year in 2024. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Det her er Aftenklubben på Nova
med Daniel Cesar.
And here in the studio, I'm not alone anymore because the British band Years and Years, they've made hits like King and Shine and Sanctify, and recently they released the track Play featuring Jax Jones, which we're going to listen to in a moment. But first, I have the pleasure of welcoming Years and Years and the lead singer Ollie, Emra and Mikey, and welcome here to Nova.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
You're here because you're in Denmark for a concert tonight, and you had the time to come by, and thank you very much for that.
We wanted to come and see you.
Oh, you're so nice. How is it just on the day before a concert? Are you calm or nervous? How are the state?
Calm.
I think we're pretty calm. Like yesterday, we had the whole day off, so no show, and I always feel so tired, like way more tired than I think I will. Like I'm like, oh, I'm gonna plan and do loads of things, go out, but I just ended up staying in bed all day. And then it's like on the day of the show, you want to save all your energy because you just have to like have like a big burst of energy in the evening. So yeah, at the moment it's kind of just like we're all calm, conserving our energy like little batteries. Like,
yeah.
So are you like everybody else? So when you're relaxing, you're just like Netflix and chill, kind of. You just watch Netflix, or what do you do to relax?
Yeah, there's a lot of Netflix actually on this tour so far.
Were tours like before Netflix?
I don't know.
Phones,
lots of drugs.
Yeah, to chat with people.
I still read books.
Yeah, you do.
And still talk sometimes. Just to people.
Sometimes.
But yeah, I watch a lot of Netflix and reality TV.
Yeah.
Housewives, Drag Race.
Did you watch that Fire documentary?
No, I still haven't watched the Fire documentary.
Yeah, I need to watch that.
That's
too.
Been doing the rounds on the bus.
Fire documentary?
Have you heard about it? It's like
no.
This millionaire or entrepreneur tried to put on this festival.
With Ja Rule.
Ja Rule. I've heard about that.
It just went terribly wrong.
Oh, yeah. I've
heard good watch.
I should watch that, but that's the thing about Netflix in Denmark. There isn't that much content.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah, so thank you for... Now I know that I'm not going to watch that because it's not on this.
It might be on there.
It might be on.
But that's also one thing, I guess, in the old days when everybody didn't watch Netflix or HBO, then they had different experiences, I guess.
DVDs
or
the
books.
The Sopranos box set.
Heroin.
How do you get experience? How do you get inspiration? To writing your songs
without Netflix,
exactly.
Very tough.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing a new song about a serial killer, a drag artist who's in a cooking show.
No,
where was that going?
It's about buffering streaming speeds.
Ooh. But what?
No,
what?
But you're right. I think I actually think that's a very good and insightful question to ask, because sometimes you do think, if I'm spending all of my time engaged with a screen, am I really living my life? But I think we're all still living our lives as well, because you know, when you leave the tour, you have to take care of yourself again, and
it's horrible.
You have to like go outside, meet people, talk to people, respond to your friends, so you're sort of forced to have real experiences.
But I also just mean that, like in 15 years ago, I guess there wasn't Spotify and there was no iTunes store. So when you had to hear music that you wouldn't normally listen to, you went to a market and bought a tape or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have that kind of thing anymore.
No, so, that sort of magic doesn't exist anymore.
No, and I just ask you that because I feel that you have that kind of energy. That's kind of magic where I kind of have heard something like that, but I'm not sure. It's just like the music.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, when do you find that sparkle that make you Years and Years?
Oh, I like that.
When did we find the sparkle?
We love playing live and putting on a show. And you'd hope most artists obviously love doing that. But I think now more than ever, it's really important to really just connect with humans, you know, and obviously you could, you know, try and have a song that's going to be a huge hit on Spotify or have go viral on the internet, and that's great. But I think the connection between real people and fans at shows, or you know, people who come and talk to you about the music because they it means something to them, like that's to me is always going to be worth more. So I think we've always tried to keep hold of that.
We also started like that way as well, like where we had to play in all the pubs in London.
And you started like that?
Yeah, we were starting that. Well, that's kind of how we thought we were supposed to do it.
Just
like get your guitar amps and.
How did you then go from that playing at the pubs? Because yes, some people start. I think actually a lot of people start like that in the small venues, and then they grow. It grows bigger and bigger. How did it then go from that to this?
I think that
blood,
you shouldn't. You shouldn't. You shouldn't fall for the falsity that people just suddenly become huge just because they put a video on YouTube. Doesn't really work that way. Even the ones that do, it's not that quick. It's not that simple. You do have to start not knowing what the hell you're doing, scrabbling around, and then you do have to step by step. All that, all those, it, like there's that famous saying, it takes a lifetime to become an overnight star. Do you know what I mean? It's not that, that's complete lie.
Yeah, but he wants to know how. How did we do it?
How did we do it? Well, that's how we did it. We just got in a room and did some music, and then eventually you get somewhere and you make small breakthroughs along the way. And I think the first time we did a breakthrough is when we kind of wrote a proper song together and then recorded it. And then another one was when we made our own video, and then we got management and that stuff. So it's all these little steps that you take. But at the very beginning, you will be not fully formed, and you'll be making a lot of stupid mistakes and things like that. And that's totally cool. And you should, you know, you should do that. So, but no one really actually just puts a thing on YouTube and all of a sudden they're this big star. That's not a true thing.
And I guess if you have to make some mistakes, which we all do at some point, then it's good to have it before people, they know you. And
you're keep making them. Yeah, but yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Yesterday when I prepared for the interview, I saw some of your music videos, and I saw the Palo Santo musical, not musical, but music video, which is like 15 minutes. And I thought to myself,
so long.
But it's beautiful, and it's very cinematic. And I just thought, when you do music, do you kind of like do it like Michael Jackson did, in the sense that you imagine, you know, but he imagined like you know a movie, or this is this genre, and then he made the music to it.
Oh.
Or do you at all think about the style of it, like in the music video?
I mean,
is that how he did it?
He did it for, I'm pretty sure he did it for like Smooth Criminal. He thought about that, like, oh, that's gangster. And then he sat down and then wrote Smooth Criminal, but he started with the genre.
Oh, right. Okay.
Interesting.
See. Interesting.
Well, I think sometimes, I think it's good to kind of let anything, like if you're, the fun thing about making music, it, you know, is you also get to not just, for me anyway, for us, it's not just about the song. You also get to think about the music video and the live show and the artwork and, you know, everything. So I think it's good to let anything kind of inform that process. So if you're inspired by a specific kind of way that a sound makes you feel, and like for Sanctify, I really felt like it had this very like primal, quite like sexual energy. And I wanted that to translate into the music video, but I didn't really know how until, you know, I sort of like sat down and gone through loads of different ideas and sort of let it kind of develop like that. But yeah, I think it's good to, you know, you could be inspired by anything and let it take you down a little rabbit hole. That's usually where good stuff happens, I think.
Years and years, you're here because you have a concert tonight. What do we look forward to the most? When is it peaks for you, where you enjoy it the most?
Just as we bow and it's finished. I'm joking.
Depends. I think we've always had, like, we're not just saying this, but there's a few countries that we have a slightly special relationship. And Denmark has always been one. I don't know why, but we always had, like, really good shows. And we had one special one at a festival, I recall. And
Northside, I think it was.
Yeah, there you go. That's the one. And so, generally, I like it when we first come on, and you can always tell how it's going to go from the crowd's reaction. And in Denmark, it's always a good one. It's always like quite an explosive. So maybe then.
So we have some small expectations for tonight.
Yeah. So bring it, Denmark.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're going to bring it. And with that, I would like to say thank you to you, Ollie, Emre, and Mikey for joining here at Nova. And then I hope you have a blast tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Det her er Aftenklubben, Danmarks hyggeligste nyhedsmagasin.
Aftenklubben kan høres hver aften søndag til fredag fra 21 til 22.30 på Nova.
Nova, vi lyder her i dag.